Wow, so you're in a new environment now. You're in your new room.
Yeah, dude, new environment, new people. Where I live now, there's actually stuff going on at night. I told you this. So.
So you feel scared now?
I'm scared, dude. You want to move in with me or, like, protect me and shit?
Sure. What am I going to do? I'm just going to, I don't know any martial arts.
I was about to say, I'm sure you know karate, dude.
Oh, just because of me. By the way, did you watch Karate Kid 4, the newest one? That's actually the in China.
Kung
it's
Fu
actually
Kid.
Kung Fu. Well, Kung yeah, Fu it's Kid. Supposed to be Kung Fu Kid, but it's Karate Kid.
It's called, I think, when they released it officially on DVD, they called it Kung Fu Kid. And by DVD, I mean like whatever the format was at the time.
Oh, okay.
But
yeah,
because it makes sense. Yeah.
Because with Jackie Chan.
What do you think of Will Smith? Oh, sorry, I keep interrupting.
Yeah. Will Smith? Yeah, what's up with Will Smith?
What do you think of Will Smith's kids?
What's his name? Jaden?
Yeah.
I don't know. He was pretty good in that movie.
I didn't watch it. Is it a good movie?
Oh, I thought it was pretty good, yeah. I thought it was pretty
I love the song that
Everybody.
He sang with Justin Bieber.
Did he?
Yeah, he did. So, like, what I love about Kung Fu Kid is that Will Smith was like, we're going to get you everything, man. We're going to get you Jackie Chan. We're going to get you, like, $10 million. We're going to get you a song with Justin Bieber. You know? They got him, like, they brought out, it was, like, the greatest birthday present ever, you know? It was, like, going to Universal Studios, except you're not just going there. You're actually shooting a movie with, like, an A-list actor and doing a soundtrack with, like, the most popular singer, pop singer at the time, you know? You know? It, like, puts all our birthdays to shame.
For
you know?
Sure. I mean, but, I mean, he was, he's working a lot, right? I mean, it's not, like, I don't know.
Who's working a lot?
Will Smith's son.
Oh, is he? Yeah. Dude, I think he's, I don't know. A lot of people like to dump on him. I feel like he's a pretty, from what I've seen, I feel like he's a pretty cool guy. So, I don't know.
Yeah. All right, sorry guys, but you just had a break for a second. Ali moved his position. Now he's in a different part of his room. How are you feeling? How's it in your new room?
It's nice, man.
Great. Well, let us know more about
it. I got my freaking, check it out. Oh, wait. Fuck it. I got my IKEA bed delivered today.
Oh,
I was
nice.
Super excited. I mean, you
today already
see
in
it,
the morning. Like, it's 9 a.m.
Yeah, today. Yeah, at 6. Wow. It's between 6 and 10. You know, that's the, like,
wow,
reasonable times.
Wow.
Yeah, so they came and what was nice was that at 6:30, someone rang the doorbell, and I was like, it like woke me the frick up, and I was like, oh, my bed. And then I opened the thing, and I was like, yeah, you bring it up, right? And they were like, ugh. And then I was waiting. I was like, why are these guys not bringing up the bed? And then I go downstairs, and I'm like, what's up, man? Bring up my bed. And they're like, oh, thanks for opening the door. We're painters, and we're painting on the other side. And I was like, well, why the fuck are you, you know, ringing my doorbell at 6:30 in the morning if you have to paint on the other side?
Oh, man.
You know?
God.
Like, ring the doorbell of the freaking, you know, the guy who runs the place or whatever. Like, why are you ringing my doorbell at 6:30 to get in to paint or whatever the hell you have to do? And they're like, oh, I'm sorry.
Right.
Yeah. And it just
so
on the same day where I'm, like 3 hours later, and I don't have curtains, so the sun shines right on my face.
Oh, man, that's the worst.
Yeah, so I couldn't really get back to sleep, and then like 2 hours later, the actual bed arrived, so, but whatever, you know, now I'm excited, man.
Do you have eye masks?
I do, I just can't find them, like they're somewhere. I was thinking about it while I was trying to fall asleep at 6:30 with the sun. I was like, eye mask would be nice, but then I just couldn't, you know,
use a t-shirt, that's what I do.
That's what I did.
Okay.
That's what I did. But it's not ideal, right? Because you fall asleep and then you move a bit and then...
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Wow, but cool that you have a new room. That's super awesome.
Exactly, man.
Yeah.
I hear the stupid kid on the other side, my neighbor. He's always excited in the morning. It's like, why are you excited, dude? There's nothing to be excited about.
I don't know. I wish we were kind of kids too, because I feel like we're both kind of still tired.
Huh? You know, yeah, I know. I was thinking about that recently, and I was like, it's kind of like, I mean, I guess it's kind of depressing to say, but it's kind of like, it can be hard, right? There's certain stretches of days where it's like, oh, there's nothing exciting about any of this. And you know what I mean? It's like, doesn't that kind of bum you out? I mean, it bums me out.
I guess. I don't know, but then we have to make it more interesting, right? And just find those nuggets in the room in life that we're excited about, and just focus on the things we do control.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. I guess. Like, I guess what's nice is that now stand up is like really exciting. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. And I think that's really nice for me, because it used to be actually really nerve wracking. And now it's an exciting thing for me to do. So I like that it's become, you know, this thing that's like positive.
Okay.
How is it for you?
Dude, I don't know. For me right now, I just felt like I kind of lost the passion for some reason, like just temporarily. I don't enjoy it as much as I used to. And
is it like a chore?
A bit, yeah.
Okay, so you're not afraid of it. You're just, it's just
a drag. I still get nervous, which is good, because it means, you know, I still feel those emotions. And it's still fun. But I don't know. It just feels like, I don't know. I guess in general in life right now, I'm not really enjoying myself too much. And, this is turning into a therapy session now again, but...
Yeah, it seems like both of us are, like, super happy, man.
Yeah.
I love how people are going to be like, why should I listen to this podcast? Just to feel more down.
But honestly, I think in the end, it's still in our control, and we just have to focus on the positive things. I started journaling again, and that has been helping. And I realized, really, once I stopped journaling, I felt less and less happy. Because in this journaling I do, it's like a gratitude journal. So you always focus on the positive things. So it's already a good way to start the day and end the day. And
how often do I freaking get mentioned in this journal?
Oh, dude, I think zero times.
Every time.
Well, I can check.
I hope it's just a journal with my name, dude. What the hell?
Of course, dude. Of course. Let's see. I don't know. What am I grateful for? I wrote things like water, so refreshing.
Oh, that's good.
Comedy makes me so happy. Oh, hey, that's what I wrote in May. Sunshine feels so good. So I write the most weird. Yeah, rainy weather, nice and cool, and happy to be home. So I write about everything, yet I did not mention your name, unfortunately.
What the frick? You're happier about freaking sun? Dude, everyone has sunshine.
So? Everyone has an alien in
their life,
bro, you know?
Try exposing yourself to sunshine once a week for 30 minutes straight and see how you feel, as opposed to the podcast, which really
like
makes you happy.
I don't like direct sun. I don't like direct sun.
Yeah,
but
well,
I mean,
there you go. But you do
but I mean
direct
sunshine.
No.
I mean sunshine
with
like,
me for 30 minutes.
I mean bruh. Sunshine like, oh, the weather's
who's,
nice.
Who's
and
your friend?
I'm...
Dude, why don't you do a podcast with the sun, bro? Go do a podcast with the sun, man,
look,
if you're so freaking cool,
man. I did mention
you
indirectly. I said, I'm thankful for having my friends. They're awesome friends who enrich my life. So...
Dude, I'm gonna make the sun's life hell, man. I'm gonna keep sending him threatening emails.
Yeah, bully the sun, dude.
What's up? You think you can take my friend away, fool? The sun's like, oh my god, dude, I keep getting these emails. They're messing up my life. He's gonna try and get a restraining order on me. It's like, what's up? I'm already a million kilometers away, fool. What are you gonna do about it? What are you gonna do about it, huh? I can't get it any further, fool. I'm orbiting around your ass, man.
What about the moon? Are you a fan of the moon?
The moon's my boy, dude. Do you like the moon?
Yeah. I think so. Yeah, he's like a good friend. Chill, like, he only shows up every now and then, you know, and then even once a month.
He's like
he's kind of like he's a bit like a avoidant, you know, those attachment types. And he's definitely an avoidant. Like on many days you don't get to see him, and only once a month you really get to see his full personality.
Yeah. He's like a teaser, right? Day he shows himself, but he's like
Right.
And then the next day he's like you know, and then until he's like hello, just shows today. And then he starts again like but the sun is just like, what's up, fool? I'm here. It's 4:30.
Only summertime. Summer. In winter.
Summer. In winter, he's like, yo, man, leave me alone, man. Here's 1 hour of daylight. Here's 1 hour, dude. I'm going to do my hour special, and then I'm out.
Wow, dude. I mean, hey, but living without the sun is hard, dude.
In the summertime. In the summertime, the sun is like Dave Chappelle, you know? Hey, man, here's a 24-hour comedy special, man. I'm just going to talk for 24 hours, dude.
Dude, but, you know, what about those times when the sun is like Dave Chappelle, but the 2000s Chappelle? Like, he just disappears for a couple of years. And obviously, the sun doesn't disappear for years, but for hours and hours on end. Like, in the South Pole, apparently, you can have months where you don't have any sun, zero sun.
I mean, don't the Nordic countries or even Scotland, I mean, they'll have like some ridiculous, like 30 minutes of sun,
something
you know,
like that,
for like a month or something.
Yeah.
I mean, 30 minutes like every day or something.
Yeah, and then on other months, they have like daylight all day.
Yeah.
Which is pretty insane.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, my buddy, he lived in Aberdeen, which he loves to mention. And he said that like he would go out and the sun would go down at midnight, and then like by 1:30 it was already coming up again.
Oh wow.
I mean, that must be really weird, right? To go out and it's, you know?
Dude, like, I mean, honestly, the sun really is correlated to our happiness for sure. So, which is weird, because now it's summer and you and I are both feeling a bit down right now. And there's no reason for it to be. It's just, I guess...
Well, I don't feel so down. Wait,
I don't feel so down, but I don't feel too happy either. It's just a bit... I don't know.
Let me tell you something. I feel the best. So, like, because of work and other stuff, like, you know, setting up this place and things.
Stress.
It's like, I don't have my bicycle right now. And it's really hard to get out and just, you know, whatever. But the time, like the last 2 weeks, the time I felt the best was when I just was able to get out, you know, cycle out to the water and stuff and just chill, you know,
yeah.
Just enjoy the sun and just relax and not for any purpose or whatever. So.
Yeah. Man, like I think going into nature is so necessary.
Dude, you know what? Like this whole situation is so stupid. Like with work and stuff like that, it's so dumb. It really is. It's
what
like the dumbest. This whole society, like we've set it up in like, oh, you need to work and you need to go to your freaking desk job. It's like, it's the stupidest system. It's not built to make you happy at all. I guess it functions well or whatever. I guess that's probably the purpose behind it. But like, man, it's just soul killing. Like, how can I spend 5 days, you know, not like doing, like not being happy about what I'm doing during the day, and then just so that I can get to this weekend where I'm happy about the stuff that I do during the day. You know what I mean?
Right.
It just, it seems so stupid. I mean, maybe if I was doing 7 days a week of just chilling by the water, maybe that would become boring. So
yeah,
maybe,
man, you won't, wouldn't yeah. be happy.
Yeah, I guess. So maybe it is worth it, though, you know, having the 5 days of work.
I think work is good. And obviously every work entails, even the best work entails things you don't like to do that much. But you keep sniffing. What's up?
Sorry, dude. I have hay fever, man. Like, it's pretty killing me. Yeah. I know it's nasty for podcast listeners, but you know.
Can you do it like the chocolate rain guy who always moves away from the from the mic too?
I was trying to move the mic away and not myself, but I guess you still heard it. You were like, "What? Stop it!" Wait, but then again, you're not hearing my mic, so.
Yeah,
if I do that, they don't hear it, dude.
Dude, I want to listen to that song again. Chocolate rain. Na, 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 na,
you know what
na,
it's about?
Na, na, na. No.
It's about racism, dude.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I did not really listen to the lyrics.
Yeah.
What happened
to
the guy? Did he make it?
Like, he's still around, dude. You can YouTube him. He's still around, yeah.
Did you YouTube him recently?
I think I do it like every 4 years. I'm like, wow, what's Tayson Day up to? You know, just to see. Or like every 4 years, you'll randomly see him in like some commercial
video.
Or some like YouTube video or whatever. You know, he just pops up from time to time.
Like the sun, hey-o.
Oh,
callback. Dude, but the sun, hey, let's be grateful to the sun, because it does make us happy. And
sun's my boy.
It certainly made me grateful the other day, apparently, right? Because I wrote it in the journal.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hey, talking of grateful, our buddy Naf, who's a fan of the podcast, he's a great buddy of ours, also a comedian here in Berlin. He sent us a question. He sent us a question or a statement.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to play it and let's go. Can you see my screen? I get no. Okay. So, all right.
No, I can see it. If you point it towards the thing, I can see it.
Well, but I think it's better if we cut it
in. Oh, if we hear it. Yeah.
All right. Cool. Here we go.
Hello, Kimchi Curry Boys. So I hope you are doing really well. And so I had a question for both of you. And the reason I have this question is because when we were doing a lot of roast battles and things like that, so even though I never got a chance to roast Pascal, one of the things I had in my head was, Pascal maybe looks like Winnie the Pooh if he went to gym and really built up.
Oh, hey.
So yeah, I kind of feel that Pascal resembles Winnie the Pooh after a lot of gymming. So the question is, if you both had to, you know, look at each other and decide, oh, which cartoon character or anime character does the other person resemble, then what exactly will it be and why? So that's my question, and you got to do that for both of for each other, and looking forward to it. See ya.
Thanks, Nav. Hey, that's a great question.
That's a great question.
So dude, that's first a compliment, all, man. I love Winnie the Pooh.
First of all, Nav, thanks for the question. First of all, how you doing? And
I freaking love that question. And Winnie the Pooh is, I love Winnie the Pooh.
Shout out
I even
to
have
Nav,
a mug of
really
Winnie
cool
the Pooh.
Really cool guy, awesome dude. And shout out to his great observation skills, because yes, you do look like Prison Pooh.
Prison who?
Prison Pooh, because you know, in prison you get built up.
Oh.
You know, generally, if you're like the muscle version of someone, you're the prison version of them, because, yeah.
Oh, okay. I never heard that, actually.
It's really funny when I have to explain it, bro. Did you just anti-bully me? Did you just bully me back?
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
That hurt
mirror,
my feelings.
Mirror. I just mirrored you, dude.
You know, bullies can't take it. They can only dish it out, dude. You can't bully me back, dude.
Dude, so, okay, in prison, like with Disney characters, who would be top dog? Not Winnie top the Pooh, dog. Right?
Yeah. Like in prison, if they were all in prison.
Yeah, only Disney characters in prison.
I feel like Mickey Mouse has like a dark side. Like if he was, if you push Mickey Mouse, like he'll
maybe
he'll take over. Guess. He's like, all right, it's time for me to take over. There's a gun out of hand. You know, he would take over. I think. What do you think?
For sure. And you know, he's I guess so. And he look, he's both black and white, so he has, you know, he can connect with both.
He could unite the gangs.
Yeah. Yeah. Who knows, man? Who knows? Maybe, I mean, I'm sure their factions, like the gangs would be the Disney family. Like, one would be... Yeah, the classics. One would be Star Wars, one would be Marvel. And then you'd see who's top dog, you know?
Oh, dude, I think that, like, Iron Man would be like, we need to harvest the metal and I can build us like a defensive body armor. And Mickey Mouse would be like, what is going on here? Oh, and then he would like just like take over.
Yeah,
he
and would, who would his side buddies be? Like Goofy? Goofy, but.
Yeah, Goofy on one side, Donald Duck on the other.
Donald Duck on the other side. You're right. Damn. And then he only has conjugal visits with Minnie Mouse and he's like super happy about that.
Yeah, like, but like conjugal in the sense that like he's got his own prison with a TV and she just walks in and out whenever she wants, you know?
Like El Chapo, yeah, like, or any of the...
Yeah, he's got his setup.
Pablo, like, Pablo Escobar. You know?
Yeah, dude. but yeah, right, so but back to the question. Happy with Winnie the Pooh?
Dude, I think, wow, I love Winnie the Pooh, so... Winnie the Pooh is super wise, hey, by the way. He's super. I love that quote. Winnie the Pooh has this one quote, like, "People say nothing is impossible, but I do nothing every day." And I freaking love that quote.
Oh, that's a good quote.
Yeah, it's so cute.
Yeah, you know who used to freak me out as a kid?
What?
Eeyore.
Yeah, so depressing.
Yeah, man, he used to freak me out. I used to feel so like, I don't know. I have that image in my mind of him like lying on the lake, you know, and his ears are like he's lying in the water.
Yeah.
And his ears are like out and he's just lying there, like floating around. And I just thought, just the whole thing, man, he was like, he deeply impacted my childhood, that character. I don't even know how.
So why you're so upset right now?
I think so. I think that's why I'm always depressed because Eeyore was like, you know, he just really left an impact on me.
Right, right.
So which character, which anime, which Disney character am I?
Would you be? What, dude? You didn't. Yeah. You still didn't say anything about me, and you let Nav.
Okay.
Decide.
Well, let me think. Well, so the one great contender is Mulan.
Hey, Mulan is the greatest character ever. So. Take it as a compliment.
Mulan was
and
freaking badass.
Both of the characters
dude.
You mentioned or
great.
Nav mentioned are
or you could
Disney
be
characters.
Her lame. You could be her lame prince boyfriend. I think that's more so.
General, what's his name? General Lee?
Was he a general? Wasn't he like really lame? He was like, Mulan help.
No, he was cool.
No, was it? Oh, he was competent. Okay.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
Long time since I saw
him. I thought
movie,
you meant Mushu. So. I'd be Mushu, but no.
The
Mushu
dragon?
The dragon, the red dragon. Yeah.
No, bro, you have to be funny.
Eddie Murphy, man. Who would you be, man? You're definitely a bully. You'd definitely be a bully character. I can't think of, like, what's that guy? Nelson. Nelson from Simpsons.
Oh, which one is Nelson?
That's the most
Nelson,
famous
the
bully.
Kid the who's like, who like punches.
Yeah, that guy. Yeah, exactly.
But wait. Okay, yeah. Any anime. Yeah.
I mean, you don't resemble him in any way except for the bullying. But I can't think of any other bully at the moment. Are there any bullies in
there? There must be some Marvel bullies, right?
Oh, you're definitely not a Marvel. I'm not giving you that satisfaction, dude.
What about the bullies who bully Captain
what
America?
What about Thor? I mean, he's kind of a bully, isn't he? Like, no. No, he's not a bully.
Dude, I would be so honored if you named me Thor.
Yeah? Who would you like to be in the Avengers?
In the Avengers?
You're Thanos, dude.
Well, frick, I would... Dude, I would love to be Captain America, but actually Captain India.
Why are you saying Captain India and not Captain Pakistan?
Because I would unite the two countries.
Back into India. Make it India?
Remake it India.
Dude, let's make it uncontroversial and say Captain South Asia. Should we do that?
Captain South Asia. Oh yeah, let's bend to the Captain South Asia. Yes.
Yeah, honestly, you would call it India.
Who would you be though? Would you be Captain Korea or would you be Captain Republic?
Austria.
The People's Republic.
People's Republic of Austria. No.
No. Wait. What is the official name of South Korea? Because the North.
Republic of Korea.
Democratic People's Republic of Korea, right? DPRK.
Yeah.
And what is the South?
ROK, Republic of Korea.
Okay. Is it really ROK?
Yeah.
Okay. So would you be Captain Republic of Korea?
But everyone says South Korea. Dude, obviously I would be South. Dude, DPRK, Captain DPRK, Captain North Korea would be like super malnourished. He'd be super thin. Who knows, man? Did you see Kim Jong-un's bodyguards? Jesus.
They look
super competent. Yeah. I mean, they were just jogging next to his limousine the whole time, like in suits. I mean, it looked pretty insane.
I think that you would be a great North Korean, even though that's not really an anime or a cartoon character, but I think I'll call you North Korean bodyguard. I think that's the best. You play a North Korean bodyguard. I think that
dude,
I'd
love to be. Hey man, one of my favorite movies growing up was Bodyguard with Kevin Costner, where he saves Whitney Houston and then he runs towards the stage and he saves her. I mean, that was freaking insane. So if I could be that North Korean and I'd save Kim Jong Un, I guess. I mean, I would rather less do so. But
so then I'm gonna make your dreams come true, Nav. Nav's question was, which fictional character would you pick? And I'm going to say...
The Korean the Kevin bodyguard. Costner.
No, not even the Korean. I'm going to say you're the bodyguard from Bodyguard.
The bodyguard.
That's who you resemble the most.
I don't know. I mean, Winnie the Pooh really hits. I think it hits really well.
Yeah, but that's what Nav picked for you. Prison Pooh.
Prison Pooh? Yeah. Dude, I love to be a Pixar character, man. You love to be Marvel. I love to be a Pixar character. Like, I love to be Sully.
Wouldn't Winnie the Pooh in prison be like the strongest character, but like the peacemaker? Like only he would never.
The good
right?
guy who's like super.
He would never mix up in all the politics. But like when Mickey Mouse is getting too dictatorial in the prison. Then the Marvel characters are like, Winnie, we need your help, dude. And he's like, I don't mess. It's been a long time since I messed. I'm just going to serve my sentence and keep my head down.
Is he in prison? Is Winnie the Pooh still friends with the bunny? The rabbit?
You know why he keeps his head down?
What?
Because the rabbit's dead.
Oh... Mickey killed. What's about Eeyore?
Eeyore's. I don't know. Eeyore's probably like, you know, he's probably like the assistant to the warden. Like, you know, one of those prisoners always works for the warden.
Snitch.
That's what Eeyore does. Not a snitch. Writes his letters or something, or?
Yeah. Eeyore is someone. He works in the library, the prison library.
Or we can be
he's
really dark and we can make it. We can be really dark and be like Eeyore is a drug addict. Like he just sits in his cell and takes drugs all day.
That would be
really dark though.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah.
But thanks, man. I'm definitely Prison Pooh. I'd love to be Prison Pooh.
Rather be Prison Pooh or Bodyguard?
Obviously Bodyguard, because then I'm not in prison.
Okay, well, first of all, you can be both because Nav picked Prison Pooh for you and I picked Bodyguard for you. So you can be both if you would like. Yeah.
I mean, look, Prison Pru also, he is kind of a bodyguard, right? Because I feel like he would never let other people, you know, get harmed. Even in prison, he'd step up to, you know, the young prisoners who are much more vulnerable. I think he'd be the one who'd like, hey, no.
I think he'd just keep his head down and like, you think? He would only, yeah, only if no, things he, are he'd really dangerous. No, he'd have the wisest
for himself. I mean, I think he would be, he always has really good quotes for sure. So he's very wise. And yeah, I guess Mickey Mouse and him, they had a break, but because of their long partnership, Mickey Mouse is not going to kill him or stab
Mickey
him.
Mickey Mouse is
so
evil.
Leaves him alone.
And then Mickey Mouse gets too evil and then Prison Pooh has to come sort it out, you know?
Oh, damn.
Yeah. All right, who are you picking for me, dude?
Well, wow, that's a tough one, man. I don't know many anime characters.
What about Neo bully. From The Matrix?
Neo? The chosen one?
I know.
I don't know. I mean, would you like to be Neo or Morpheus? Morpheus is one of the best characters ever.
No, dude, I don't. Morpheus is too freaking.
Would you like the red pill?
No, he does not talk that way. He's like the super. He's super smooth. He's super cool. Dude, you're a Mr. Mr. Smith, dude. Agent Smith.
Oh, shit. Agent Smith. He's pretty cool, though.
He's pretty cool. Hugo Weaving. No, but honestly, who are you? Dude. You're Harry Potter, man. And
I'm Harry Potter.
Your Ron, and you keep bullying him. Like, you don't... You
Harry Potter never bullied Ron.
Yeah, he did in the 7th movie.
Did he?
Yeah.
What did he say?
He's kind of an asshole to Ron very often.
Really?
Yeah. But I guess
Ron, look at your hair. It's so red and your freckles. You smell.
Yeah, man, he bullies
never love you.
Yeah, he bullies Ron because he's jealous because he has so many siblings, you know? And Harry Potter is an only child and he wants that to be part of the family. That's what he bullies
him. You have so many siblings. I bet you have to share the toilet, stupid Ron. I didn't have to share a toilet. I didn't even have a toilet.
Dude, Harry Potter is, as we talked about weeks ago, Harry Potter is the bully with glasses. Ron, you're so stupid. And he keeps doing that move, you know, where he pushes the glasses.
I only wear
back
the
up.
Glasses to make you look less stupid when you're standing next to me, you idiot.
All right.
So I'm Harry Potter. I'm Bully Potter, or what?
Bully Potter, right. Bully Potter.
I mean, I'm pretty happy with Agent Smith. If you're going to let me have that, I'm pretty, you know, I'm down
Agent
with
Smith? Man, but there's so many other characters you could be, dude. You could be fucking... Because I know you want to be a Marvel character, so let me think of a Marvel character.
My favorite, I would love to be the Winter Soldier.
Okay. How about this guy? I really liked, you know, in kind of a spoiler, but people should have watched it. Captain Marvel, but not Captain Marvel, the one other guy. Where you think he's a bad guy because you're the bully, but... When you get to know him, he's actually really sweet and he only has good motives.
Yeah, the Skrull. I forget his name, but the Skrull,
yeah. The alien guy, yeah. He was a great
dude,
character.
I don't want to be anyone in that. I don't want to be anyone in that in that freaking movie.
Really?
I don't like
How about Martha? You like to be Martha? Suck.
Martha! Martha Batman. Yeah, I want to be Martha.
Yeah? How about Bane? Would you like to be Bane?
Dude, I want to be stupid Batman. Stupid man. A.K.A. Ben Affleck in a Batman suit. That's where I want to be. What? Oh, postcard. Superman, bad. Fight him. Oh, no. Superman, good. Fight Lex.
What?
He was so dumb, dude. How can you make such a dumb Batman? Dude, don't even get me started. We have to do
Batman
a whole episode
smartest
on that, man.
Superhero too, right? Yeah.
He's supposed to be, but apparently he isn't. Anyways, dude, let's wrap this bad boy up. So we got Winnie the Pooh,
But that was Poo, Bodyguard.
Mulan, Bodyguard.
Mulan. Well, but I didn't pick Agent so many Smith, for you, dude. Agent Smith. All right, that's
Agent
good.
Smith. Winter Soldier. I picked that one myself.
Yeah.
Who did you pick last? Oh yeah, stupid Batman. Stupid man. What? Superman.
And Thor. I mean, kind ben of a Thor when you get angry, you know. You. I've seen you angry. You're definitely a Thor when you're angry, dude.
Really? What do I do? Yeah. Oh.
No, you just turn green, dude.
Isn't that the Hulk?
Oh, that's what I meant.
Oh, you meant the Hulk, okay. Ah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Thor. Nice. Thor is. What does Thor do? He's kind of boring, isn't he? I mean, he is a cool character.
He's funny, though. He's the guy.
Thor 3 was awesome.
You're right, though. Thor is a freaking boring character, but
he's too perfect.
The actor Chris Hemsworth is a freaking. He's awesome. He's like God's gift to men, dude. To people, to humankind.
Yeah, for sure. That was a great movie. But yeah, okay. There's so many other
characters.
Thanks
now
you could
for
be.
The question.
Enough. Thank you so much. That was an awesome question.
Awesome
and,
question.
And that was super cool. And we love his comedy. We love him as a guy, as a dude. He's awesome.
Okay,
and
you sign out as Prison Poo, and I'll sign out as. Which one do you want me to sign out
Agent
as?
Agent Smith. Agent.
Agent Smith. Okay.
Agent Smith.
All right.
Yeah. Are you calling me Mr. Anderson when you leave? Mr. Anderson.
Well, figure out your own. Will you sign up first, and then I'll sign up after you?
I don't know how Pooh sounds right now. I wish I could do that.
Doesn't he sound like, well, something like that?
No.
I haven't watched in
no,
a long
no,
time.
No. He has like
hi.
Mayor. No, I don't know. But, I mean, yeah,
oh,
Mickey,
well,
you did it correctly.
By the way, you're Prison Pooh, so you're not actually Winnie the Pooh, right? So you
yeah. Yeah, well, thanks for listening, guys. Follow Ali on Ali the Aslan on Instagram and me, Pascal Alsberger, on Instagram. Thanks now for inputting that question. That was awesome. I don't know. I think I feel like I'm doing like a Al Pacino, but a really hoarse Al Pacino right now. Hoo-ha!
Thank you. Anyways, for the question. So, no.
Mr. Well, thanks for the question, and that was awesome. If anyone else has any questions, please input those. And that was a freaking great question. And let us know what you think about Prison Pooh, Bodyguard, Agent Smith, Stupid Batman, and if you have any other suggestions, you can let us know as well. Thank you so much for listening, and we're gonna be back next week.
Person out. Oh, stupid Batman tricked by postcards. Out.
Martha.
Okay, see ya.